Have you ever been in an earthquake? Would you be ready for the next big one? As part of Seattle's Emergency Preparedness Month, people were invited yesterday to ride the Big Shaker Earthquake Simulator. KUOW's Catherine Banwell went to check it out.
My name is Dean Reese. I'm the CEO of Ready America.
And where are you based?
San Diego. We have an office here in South Seattle as well.
I can't stand.
No.
I wouldn't
but
want
you
to.
Lean.
Is that what you're saying?
You can lean. You're at your own risk if you're standing.
No, forget it. I'm going to sit.
So how many of you experienced the Nisqually earthquake? I believe it was in 2001. If we get the earthquake occur that's just off the coast here, it's going to create an earthquake that we've never seen. So while we had some buildings go down, we will have much more structural damage. You will have utility failure. Potentially, you could be without food, water for up to 2 weeks. So you need to make sure you have your own stockpile established in your own home, okay? It's also important that you're able to survive the earthquake. So we want you to, within your own home, and look at those items that could fall on you or your children or grandchildren and secure them. Your top-heavy furniture, your TVs, electronics, your items on the walls, all of your breakables on the shelves that you could secure easily with earthquake putty. Because the problem is, here in Seattle, an earthquake could happen, I mean, just like that.
Yeah! Wow, fun!
All right, and we survived! Yes.
Thank you.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
I'm shaking.
So what did you think of the experience? It didn't last very long, but it was pretty rocking and rolling in there.
Yeah, it didn't last long, but it started unexpectedly. So it was kind of a shock when it started. And it was pretty bumpy. I didn't expect it to be so bumpy and rattly.
What did you think?
It was really sudden, just like an earthquake normally is. And everything was falling. It seemed to go by really fast, but I think that's how it feels when you're right in the middle of an earthquake.
And you?
I felt okay. Luckily, it went by pretty quickly. I think if it had continued, I would have maybe felt ill. but it certainly was startling, and I was shaking myself a little bit afterwards.
Does it give you any ideas of how you can better prepare for the next earthquake, whenever that's going to be?
Yeah, I learned a lot in there. I thought that it made me kind of rethink about what I'm doing personally in my own home and how I can restructure some of my shelves and pictures on the walls.
Me too. I think I have a lot of things that aren't secured down, and so it definitely makes you think about it. What I have hanging above my bed and things like that.
I'm Matt Offlick, and I'm the Public Education Coordinator with the Office of Emergency Management.
Why is the City of Seattle doing this?
Well, we're always trying to raise awareness of the earthquake risk that we face in Seattle and motivate people to prepare. We really need people to be self-sufficient after a large earthquake. So the earthquake simulator is a way to raise that awareness, get people to know what it's like to be in an earthquake, and then hopefully connect them with a lot of the resources we have here on how they can get prepared, how they can get training.
Woo-hoo!
That was Colleen Anderson, Marcy Oliveri, and Gabriella Garrett with KUOW's Catherine Banwell. There are other earthquake-related events going on all this month. Check the Seattle's emergency management calendar at seattle.gov/emergency.